bringing me back to life. When the heart monitor flatlined, I arose from the operating table, sat in the corner and studied the eyes of frantic men and women shouting and striking me relentlessly. On the far corner of the room, an agent stood faintly glowing, arms crossed and toe tapping, occasionally glancing at the monitor on the rack. It was a Friday morning, and I found myself comfortably curious, pondering what enlightening adventures this pulsating persona had in store for me. Prepared to move on, I reached out my hand over my dead body, determined to become absorbed into the rhythmically blinking light before it was too late.